From the News Center, a news focus.
The nonpartisan organization Fair Districts PA has voiced its issues, concerns, and recommendations at a recent listening tour and spoke about the state legislature not passing bipartisan solutions. One of its priorities is new rules for legislative business, since only about 7% of bills that are filed end up passing. The listening tours were organized by Pennsylvania House Speaker Mark Rossi. He and his six-member work group were looking to hear from Pennsylvanians about ways to move the state forward. Fair Districts PA Chair Carol Cunaholm said she spoke about the legislature not passing bipartisan solutions, recommending that leaders put rules in place allowing bills with clear bipartisan support to get a vote in committee.
And then if they are voted out of one chamber with bipartisan support, they should be given a vote in the other chamber. Because what we're seeing is only about one in five bills get considered in committee. Half the bills that get voted out of one chamber are ignored by the other chamber. And only about 7% of bills introduced actually get passed.
Fair District PA's most recent report shows during the session, members of both parties signed on as co-sponsors of many bills affecting both rural and urban Pennsylvanians. But Cunaholm adds, many of the bills never receive votes to move out of committee. She said for two decades there have been legislative solutions to address the lack of broadband access in rural areas. She said her organization has been trying to get redistricting reform passed, but the leadership has blocked them, even though they've had more co-sponsors than any other bills in the chamber.
Many people who talked about the sexual abuse statute of limitations bill that has been bundled into a constitutional amendment. There were firefighters who talked about the concern for remedies for firefighters. There were people who talked about school funding. Quite a few people talked about gun violence.
Cunaholm said they recommend there would be a discharge petition, which means if a bill is stuck in committee and has a certain number of signatures, that bill would move directly to the House floor for a vote. With the WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.